Hey, welcome to the Pachanga and Possibility Podcast, the podcast where we celebrate the power of healing and transformation. I am your host, Natalie Calzadilla. Each week, I'll be interviewing experts that will inspire you to discover your soul's purpose and create a fulfilling life. I'll also be sharing some spiritual coaching along the way and personal adventures as I enter this new phase in my life as a mother and entrepreneur. All right, mi gente, grab your cafecito and a notebook. Let's get started. Welcome to a new season and chapter of Pachanga and Possibility Podcast. I've been gone for a while, a long while. Let me pull out my agenda because I'm going to try to make this a very short episode because I got 37% left on my battery. So I've been gone for a while because life got really, really intense managing Amara's diabetes simultaneously with my anxiety. My anxiety got out of control and my stress level and my level of exhaustion and the waves of depression while navigating a toddler with diabetes. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, she has type 1 diabetes, which is the one that's an autoimmune disease not caused by lifestyle choices. And she got diagnosed at 8 months old and she is now 3.5. And it's been really tough. I think it's been about a year since I did an episode or that I was really podcasting frequently. And I'm glad to be back, y'all. Things have kind of finally slowed down and I feel some expansion in my day and in my heart and in my mind. But I need to talk to you guys because I need adults in my life. I have major cabin fever. Me and Amara are home most of the time because I don't have her in daycare and there's no nanny and there's no nothing because everything has a mission with the diabetes. And I just have to talk to adults again, and I really miss that. So my solution to this problem is to start the podcast again so that I can talk to all the amazing, wonderful people that I was talking to for seasons 1 and 2. This is episode 40-something now. I absolutely loved podcasting. I didn't think that I would. As much as I do, and I miss it like crazy, and it's something that everybody does, and there's not, when you're starting out, you don't make any money. you don't make any money for doing this. You know, this is these podcasts start as passion projects because you really don't know if you're going to hit it big and if you're going to be able to monetize it. And it takes a really long time to get there because you need to have your listenership up there in order to get sponsors and et cetera, et cetera. So please support all the podcasts you listen to in some shape, way, or form. Hit up their services or sign up for their Patreon or whatever they've got going on, merch, et cetera. I will be starting a Patreon community for this podcast, starting just at $5 a month, and just a little bit of a donation in exchange for some exclusive behind the scene episodes, a place for you guys to be able to come on and ask questions, request episodes, ask questions of our guests. And as I delicately manage my time now, incorporating podcasting back into my life with caretaking for Amara, and in addition to running my Etsy shop, my hope and goal is that I can also start offering healing services again in person and online, and workshops and retreats, and all the good, fun, magical things. This is what I have, what I'm trying to manifest, right? I don't want to like pigeonhole it into 2024. I want this to really flow and unfold in a very gentle and positive way for me and my family. So my baby steps is just trying to wing my Etsy shop and this podcast, and then slowly start incorporating some fun events online for the community and see where life takes me. So that's the update about me, my life, Amara, the future of the podcast. The podcast format is going to remain the same. The only new thing is that I have developed a new hobby, which is ghost hunting and all things paranormal. I can't, oh my God, I can't say this word. Paranormal. Okay, thanks. My little Hispanic moment. I developed a really big interest in the paranormal stuff because my dad died. And after he died, I got into really researching mediumship and studying it a little bit, because even though I do readings, being a psychic is very different than mediumship. And it also, I feel like it has like a much greater responsibility because you're dealing with someone that's grieving, and you have to have like the utmost respect and compassion for that. So you really need to know 100% that like what you're doing and be very good at your craft. So I've been very mindful of that and just really just researching the phenomenon and studying it a little bit. And I stumbled from there into ghost hunting stuff and, you know, how to use paranormal investigation equipment to be able to do mediumship for someone. So what if you can give somebody hard evidence that their loved one is alive and well on the other side, outside of just doing a mediumship reading? So for me, I'm really interested in marrying the science and technology with the other side, with the afterlife. And there's more to come about that, and it'll make more sense later. But trust me, y'all, it is crazy what I've uncovered and what other people are doing, and it's just amazing. And I'll leave that there. So that is the only new subject that I'll be adding to the podcast. It'll be the same me sharing my personal episodes when it comes to spirituality, or just kind of I think the behind the scenes day-to-day struggles of my life will be probably the behind the scenes episodes exclusive to the Patreon community. And then all the interviews will be available to everyone, and then maybe some bonus ones to the community with special guests. I don't know. We'll see how it unfolds. And the topics will be the same: spirituality, entrepreneurship for, you know, soulpreneurs. I really want to get more spiritual entrepreneurs on the show to just talk about their business journey, and people that even have like brick and mortar shops, like metaphysical shops and massage centers and different things like that. That's like the MBA side of me that just really loves the journey of entrepreneurship and how people create something out of nothing and turn something into a thriving business. In all formats, I'm just fascinated by that. But I'll also, you know, always bring in the healing, because that's what started this. This is initially for me to be able to expose you to all sorts of healing modalities for your healing journey, because usually it's not one modality that fixes everything. There's no magic pill. It's usually a mix of different modalities. It's a combination, and it's going to be different for every single person. So I want to be able to give you this buffet of healing modalities, and that you can explore from all the amazing people that I've interviewed and will interview, and just support you along your journey. And that is it. That is my update for what's coming next and where I'm at. I'll be sharing, my jodedera along the way. And that's it. Until the next episode, thank you for being here. If you're a new listener, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for checking this out. If you are what is it? If you're a podcast and pachanga ability, wow, I just made a new word. If you're a pachanga and possibility OG and you've been here from the start, thank you. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for not unfollowing my show on Spotify or Apple because I've been MIA for the last year or so. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Please share this with a friend. Leave a review. I will be now getting organized and setting up all these interviews to bring you some delicious content and hopefully creating a magical community on Patreon for you guys as well. All right, besitos. Bye.